hello, hello, Christmas Flixers. Welcome back to episode 3 of Chicks on Christmas Flix, where we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. If you want to know where that comes from, please check out episode 1. I'm KL Brady, the solo chick for now. In the last episode, I wrapped up my Christmas in July picks with the top 10 Christmas movies that originated on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, okay? Today, I'm super excited about this episode. Why? Because one, I've got a few pieces of hot holiday news about the 2020 season. Exciting stuff. And then I'm going to give you my top 10 all-time picks across all networks, okay? So that includes my favorite Lifetime movies, Netflix, UpTV, ION, ABC, TV One, OWN, BET, Freeform, all the channels or streaming services that do original Christmas content for television, okay? So this list is going to include everything. The ones that make me laugh, the ones that make me cry, the one that makes me sigh. I promise you that if you go with me on this list and you go check out these movies, if you have not already seen them, you're going to fall in love with them like I have. They're going to make you laugh. They're going to make you swoon. This, for me, this list is like the best of the best. The ones that I can watch all the time, the ones that I have purchased when they're available on DVD, so that when there's stuff on TV that I don't want to watch during the season, I can pop in my DVDs so that I can watch in there. That's how much I love these movies. Again, this list is highly subjective, but then again, I'm the only chick right now, so I get to pick what I want. And I'm just glad that you guys are listening. And I do want to say a quick thank you to everybody for tuning in and listening. I said I would do this podcast for one person, and now I've got over 10 listeners. So I'm super excited, right? It's not like, I know people have 10,000 to say. I don't care. 10 people, I'm thrilled. So anyway, I'm going to get to my list in a few minutes, which includes a surprise pick. I think it's going to be a surprise. It's kind of going to be a shocker. And the reason it's a shock, well, we'll get into that later. But anyway, so a shocker pick coming up on my list. We'll get to that in a minute. So here's the big news. So here's this new feature I came up with. I call it my ho, ho, ho holiday movie headlines. I think that's cute. I thought it was cute. Hallmark's back to filming, and I heard this news on, I want to make sure I give the source, it is tvshowace.com, and they said that there's filming going on, that there's social distancing on the sets to keep the actors and actresses and the crew safe, they're wearing masks, they're maintaining social distance when they can, so that's pretty awesome. And by the way, everybody, please wear your mask. Just wear a mask, okay? Keep yourself safe. Be safe for your families. Wear a mask, okay? That's all I'm gonna say about that. Okay, so I'm glad to hear that they've got this, you know, that they've got the filming going back. So that's awesome. And then I heard about 4 holiday movies that are coming out this season, okay? First one is The Christmas Music Store with Andrew Walker, you know, Mr. Hallmark, and Alicia Witt, who is very quickly becoming Mrs. Hallmark. She's done a lot of movies for Hallmark. Okay, so I'm excited about that. Christmas Music Store with Andrew Walker and Alicia Witt. That's number one. Number two is Christmas in Vienna with Brennan Elliott, and we probably all know him from All of My Heart with Lacey Chabert, right? And Sarah Drew, who I'm not as familiar with, okay? And then number three is A New Year's Resolution with Michael Rady, okay? So I'm kind of excited about that. It's a holiday movie, not so much a Christmas movie, but I'm really kind of excited about that. And then number four is possibly, I want to say possibly, a Lifetime movie. It doesn't say which network this is going to be on. I will say, I know the director has done movies like The Christmas Cottage for Hallmark, and he's also done a very vintage Christmas with Lifetime. So I don't know which way it's going to go, but it's kind of exciting. The movie is called Christmas on the Vine, and it stars Juliana Gill, who I remember from Summer in the City, and John Corr. Now, he's entirely cute, okay? He played in A Picture Perfect Christmas with Merritt Patterson. So, and that was last season. That was one of the new movies for last season. So, it sounds like we're going to at least have some new things. I don't know if we're going to have 40 new movies like we're accustomed to having, or across networks or whatever. But it, at least we're going to have something new. So that's kind of exciting, right? Okay. And so with that news out of the way, let me get to my top 10 list. And my number 10 is going to start with my big surprise. Check it out. Number 10. A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish on Netflix. It stars Laura Morano, Greg Sulkin, and then they have this like really cute fairy godmother-ish kind of character, right? It's really not on the head in terms of the Cinderella story. There's no princess and prince, but they do it. They make it happen. But the fairy godmother is Isabella Gomez. So there's a little bit of diversity in the cast, which is nice. And then, of course, the romance trope for this is really kind of mistaken identity, friends to lovers, soulmate-ish kind of thing, right? Again, huge surprise for me that I liked this movie as much as I liked it. And the reason why is because Cinderella has got to be one of the most overdone premises and storylines ever done in the history of story writing and storytelling and Christmas movies and movies, period, right? That theme, it's just so prevalent. I mean, there's like a whole series of Cinderella movies. So I was like, oh, I saw this and I was like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch another Cinderella movie. And actually, I ended up loving it. I hate to say it. And it's got some cheese, right? It's got some pure, unadulterated cheese. Like serious Velveeta going on here. But I actually really liked it. So they got two main characters that love the same. They're singers. One is a broke singer. One is a rich singer. Okay. And so it's part musical, actually. Like there's a little bit of musical feel to this, but it's not like singing through the whole script. but there are definitely some very musical elements to this story, and the songs are good, like ones you want to hear. So that I love. And then it's got the, you know, father that passed away. It's got the stepsisters, the wicked stepsisters, and the wicked stepmother. And let me just tell you, they played those parts. I was sitting there fuming at some of the stuff they were doing to this poor girl. Just fuming at what they were doing to her and how they were treating her. And I'm like, you only fume that much when they're doing a really good job acting. So that tells you it's worth the watch. So definitely check this one out, okay? Definitely worth your time. That is A Cinderella Story Christmas Wish on Netflix right now. You can watch it anytime on demand. That is my number 10. In my number 9 slot is Trading Christmas and Finding Christmas. It's a tie. I couldn't put one above the other. They were both pretty much lockstep together. Yes, these are Hallmark movies. So you ask, why weren't these on your Hallmark list? They're in your all-time favorite. It's because I knew they were going to be on this list. And I didn't want to put them on that list and this list. So I put them on this list. Because really, for me, they are in the all-time favorite category. Okay, so Trading Christmas and Finding Christmas, solid tie for number 9. Okay, so what's the story about? So these are house swap stories, right? Basically, strangers flip houses and stay for the holidays, and then kind of hijinks ensues, that kind of thing. The tropes are very friends to lover and Finding Christmas. And in Trading Christmas, it's more friends to lovers and enemies to lovers, okay? So, Trading Christmas stars Faith Ford, who we know from The Bridge, right? And a bunch of other stuff, obviously. Gil Bellows, who starred in Ally McBeal, right? I know I'm dating myself, but that was like my favorite show. I have that on the whole collection in DVD right now. Love that show, Ally McBeal. If you haven't seen it before, go see it. Gil is amazing in it. Okay, so their story, the Faith Ford and Gil Bellows part of Trading Christmas, is really friends to lovers, right? You know, she tries to go swap houses to stay with her daughter, but it turns out her daughter's bailed and gone somewhere else, and she's stuck in the city alone. And then Gil Bellows character comes to save the day by making sure she's not lonely for the whole Christmas season. So that's definitely a friends to lovers. And then there's Gabrielle Miller, who you probably know from Christmas at Cartwright's, right? With Alicia Witt. And then Tom Cavanaugh. Now, I love me some Tom Cavanaugh. He's like one of my all-time crushes, right? I loved him in Ed. I know I'm dating myself again. He had his own show called Ed, Once Upon a Time. You can probably find it out there somewhere. And I love him now in the mystery he does on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries with Kimberly Williams called Darrow and Darrow. So, love him. He's got some other movies, Christmas movies like Snow and Snow 2. If you haven't seen them, you got to see them. But anyway, Tom Cavanaugh, funny, amazing actor. Love him. And but their story. So Gabrielle and Tom have this kind of enemies to lover story. That to me is my favorite part of the movie. Watching how they are just so like angry with one another. So they do a hot house swap. Well, he does a house swap and ends up in Faith Ford's house. And then she is Faith's best friend, and she makes a surprise visit pop in, but Faith Ford's in Boston and Tom is in her house. So they end up stuck, stranded in the house together, right? And so it makes for a really, really funny story. I love this movie. It's on my DVR. I watch it time and time and time and time again. I got a lot of space on my DVR, I will tell you. And I save a lot of movies. If I love a movie, I'm saving it because I know I'm going to want to watch it again. So again, both movies throw these strangers together during the holiday, and then a whole lot of like holiday magic happens. Secrets are revealed. You know, people who fought Christmas don't fight it. People who didn't like Christmas grow to love Christmas, that kind of thing. It's really good. Very Christmassy scenes, snow, and just, it's great. Both of the movies are awesome. So, number 9, Trading Christmas and Finding Christmas. Okay, I know I didn't go a lot into Finding Christmas, but Finding Christmas is very, very similar. Trisha Helfer plays in that one, and it's a really, really good movie about two men that actually swap places after major breakups, and then they go to find like love in new cities where they are with these awesome women. Definitely check out Finding Christmas and Trading Christmas, my number 9 tie. Okay, moving on to number 8. Number 8 is Merry Little Christmas, a Lifetime movie. Love it. Very diverse movie if you like diverse picks. Some of my friends, they come to me and they're like, Carla, I want to watch something. I don't want to watch another white Christmas movie. So my friends, it's good that they can come to me and say that, right? So I always have like movies picked and ready to tell them to watch when they come on. And this is definitely one of those movies that I tell people to watch. Love it. It's just a great movie. It doesn't matter whether it's diverse or not. It's just a great movie. It stars Kelly Rowland and a bunch of other people in this great ensemble cast, but they're not really like well known to the Christmas movie community because honestly, there's not a whole lot of diverse movies out there. So it's not like they, you know, get repeat movies every year. But anyway, everybody knows Kelly from Destiny's Child and Beyonce, right? But she's also done other romances, I will say. So one of the ones I really liked with her, where I really found out she could sing her face off, it's called The Seat Filler. Now that is a, you know, it's a rom-com and super cute movie, but she sings her face off in that movie. So seriously, go rent that if you can find it. I think it's probably on one of the streaming services for free. Go, if you ever wanted to know, can Kelly really sing? Go watch that movie. Yes, that girl can sing her face off. So anyway, although I love Kelly singing, I was very skeptical about the acting, right? In a Christmas movie, things that I love, like I'm really attached to. So I was like, please don't blow it. And so I put this on my DVR and I didn't watch it for a long time because I just didn't want to be disappointed. I was like, I don't want to watch this. I just don't want her to kill the mood for me, right? But then I watched it like 3 or 4 days later, and then I couldn't stop watching it. Like I watched it like 10 or 15 times. Honest to goodness, it is so, 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 so good. So it's the perfect mix of like family comedy, like a family comedy of errors with a hint of romance, right? So I think the family story more prevalent, but that romance is definitely threaded all the way through there. Anyway, Kelly, she's this new homeowner. She's bought this beautiful upscale home in this perfect neighborhood. She's got everything perfect. Everything's perfect. She wants to make everything perfect for her family. And of course, she's got the most imperfect family. And she invites them into her home and they create havoc from the moment they get there practically till the time they leave. It's all imperfect. You know, I love those stories where, you know, you try to make this perfect Christmas. I think I've talked about that in a couple of other episodes where people try to make these perfect Christmases, but then they realize there's perfection in the imperfection of it, right? So that's kind of what this is. Anyway, so in the middle of all this family stuff, she's got this really cute neighbor, okay, who's kind of the saving grace. Super cute. Okay, super, super duper cute. Actually, you can really watch this movie for the neighbor. I mean, you can just like forget the rest of the story and just watch the movie for the neighbor. He's adorable. Anyway, so if you hesitated to watch this because you were like, oh, I don't know if it's gonna be good or whatever, watch it. It's awesome. It's amazing. Okay, definitely will leave you feeling good, uplifted. Definitely Christmassy scenes, even though it's not a Christmassy setting. And just trust me on this one. You want to watch this one, okay? All right. In the number, so that was my number 8, Mary Little. That's Lidle, Christmas. Lifetime movie, Kelly Rowland, number 8, okay? And my number 7 slot is same time next Christmas, ABC movie with Lea Michele and Charles Michael Davis. Adorable, adorable story. One, again, I was skeptical about. I did not think I was going to love this movie. I ended up loving this movie so much. Oh my goodness. So I was really surprised. I think last year was like the first year it actually showed. And for me to watch it just last year and for it to appear on my top 10 list tells you what a good show it is. It's a really good movie. Okay. So again, Lea Michele, we all know her from Glee. She's like the like mini Idina Menzel, right? She's adorable and can sing her face off. And then there's Charles Michael Davis. And you may know him from Younger. That's like his current show that I watch. I love Younger. So he's in that. And then others might know him from Grey's Anatomy. So anyway, he is adorable. He's like kind of black slash Asian, right? I think he's actually a mix of black and Asian. But anyway, so diverse cast. Not just him, but there's other people. Very, very diverse cast. Very fun, funny cast. And so you'll definitely like this movie. To me, you know what it called to mind was like Four Weddings and a Funeral. You know how in that movie, like the characters kind of meet each other over a time period. They come back together. And every time they come back together, like the first time they come together, it's like awesome. They fall for each other. But then someone tears them apart. And then they come back together, you know, a couple years later, a few years later. And then, you know, they meet each other in this new place. And they kind of do that like four times over the course of the story. That's kind of what happens in this one. So you have these kids who connect when they're younger. They become the closest friends. And then over time, that friendship becomes more. But then life happens and tears them apart. And then they have a falling out. And then, of course, one realizes that they can't live without the other. But by the time they get back together again, one is not in a position where they can really take advantage of that. So, yeah. So it's good. It is definitely, it tugs at your heartstrings. Definitely one that, like I said, I actually watched this three times in a row. Like, I replayed it three times. I was on vacation. Okay. So don't judge me. But anyway, the ending was a total delight to watch. I think I remember there's some singing in this. Of course, you know she's not going to do a movie and not sing. So there's some of her singing in this, but it's just good. It's just really, really good. Great chemistry. I didn't think that there would be a lot of chemistry. Also, this movie was set in Hawaii, which is just beautiful, but of course, it's not your typical Christmas. So the setting helped make it a little different too. But anyway, watch this one. Same time, next Christmas, ABC. You'll love it. You probably can find it on DVD right now. But definitely watch for it when it comes out on TV. I'm betting you they're going to show this on Freeform if they don't show it on ABC again. Okay? So, number 7, same time, next Christmas, ABC. All right. And my number 6 slot is Christmas on the Coast, Up TV, with Julie Ann Emery and Burgess Jenkins. Okay, let me tell you, this is like, we're really getting into my favorites as we get to the top of this list, right? But I love this movie. It's definitely an enemies to lover movie. This romance writer, right? She's got some issues, so. Of course, I would love a movie about a romance writer. Okay, but this romance writer, she's got some serious issues going on, right? On a professional level, she's like writing flop after flop, and her readers are like super giving her the blues for it. That never happens in real life, not. So then, so she's getting kind of bullied. So she's been bullied like as a kid, right? So she doesn't like to go home for Christmas. But what happens is her agent recommends that she goes home to kind of get her writing mojo back. And she's like, I don't want to go home. And then something happens and she ends up realizing she's got to go home. But then when she goes home, she's faced with all her childhood baggage and stuff. And the way that she kind of works her way out of this slump is she kind of does what writers do when we want to kind of get revenge. Like, we won't kill you. We will, in real life, we'll kill you in a book. So, I've killed a lot of ex-boyfriends in books. So sorry. So anyway, so that's how she kind of exacts her revenge in her next story. But what she doesn't realize is that people have grown, people have matured, people were not mad at her or hating her as much as she thought they were, and things just don't go as she expects. But in the middle of this, she connects with this widowed guy and his daughter, but then they end up getting caught up in the madness. So I'll just leave it there. It's so good. It was definitely, I felt like this is fresh. This is not a cookie cutter Christmas story. It's so fresh. And it was hilarious. I will tell you, there's a scene in this movie. It's toward the beginning. When it happened, I swear I laughed probably for like 5 minutes straight. It was so funny. Well, perfectly played. Perfectly played funny. And I think I laughed for a solid 5 minutes. It was like one of the top, I would say, top five funniest movie scenes for TV Christmas movies that I've ever seen. Hilarious. Without contest, one of the funniest ones. So it's definitely worth the watch for that funny scene. Aside from that, though, I really love the slow burn of the romance, right? And then how she screws everything up. I mean, completely screws it up. And then she gets caught out the worst way. But then, you know, kind of figures it all out. You know, there's kind of redemption at the end, right? So this is definitely one to watch. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. The top five Christmas movies of all time on all networks. Stay with us.
Now available on paperback and an ebook, the hilarious romantic comedy, The 12 Days of Christmas by USA Today bestselling author K.L. Brady. Both recovering from heartbreak, Gabby and Dave fall for each other after Dave sends a misdirected text message to the wrong woman. But it's a comedy of errors when they try to meet face to face. Murphy's Law strikes and they may never see or speak to each other again. However, Gabby thinks Dave may be the one, so she accepts the mission to unite them before Christmas Day. Now she's got 8 days and 12 Daves to find the man of her dreams. But Dave is hiding something. 3 big things. Even if Gabby finds him, will his secrets keep them apart? Rediscover all the joy and wonder of the Christmas season when you pick up this heartwarming story today. To find out more about the 12 Daves of Christmas, visit klbradyauthor.com or pick up your copy at Amazon, Apple, Kobo, or Barnes & Noble today.
Welcome back to Chicks on Christmas Flicks. It's time for my top 5 out of my all-time favorite lists across all networks. Okay? So earlier I gave you my top 6 through 10. Now I'm giving you my top 1 through 5. Okay? All right. So let's get back into the list. In the number 5 slot is A Christmas Kiss. Now this show's on multiple networks. I think right now it's like on demand with Up TV. But they show it on Up TV, they show it on ION, they show it on Lifetime. And it stars Laura Breckenridge, Elizabeth Rom, and Brendan Fur. Okay. I love this movie. Okay. Super, super cute movie. And I love the premise of it, because for me, like when I first saw it, like the premise, now they've done all these sequels, right? The Christmas Kiss 2 and a Christmas Kiss 3 or whatever. But the original, nothing can beat it, in my opinion. Nothing beats the original. It's definitely, in terms of tropes, it's kind of like a mistaken identity. Cinderella-ish kind of story, but not. very friends to lover, soulmate-y kind of movie. But so this is what happens. Okay, so this interior decorator, right? She gets stuck on the elevator with this honky dude, right? So she's on her way to this get together with her girls, and she's all glammed up. She's got the glitter all over her face. So technically we're supposed to believe that he could look at her and not be able to recognize her later because she's got all this glitter on this face. Just go with it, okay? Go with it. I know. You know who she is. I know who she is. But but you're not supposed to be able to tell who she is, and he's not supposed to be able to tell because he's a guy and guys don't notice. I think he would have noticed her. But anyway, so, but just go with that story because, go with that piece of the story because it, everything kind of hinges on that. So they're in the elevator together. She's all dressed up like this sugar plum fairy, and all of a sudden, the elevator starts to plummet. Like, that's my hugest fear. I can't even stand being locked up in it, let alone the thought that the elevator is going to just drop. And I mean, it dropped for floors and then just drop a little bit. And while this thing is dropping and they think they're going to die, they turn to each other and kiss. I know. Ultimate cheese. That's super Velveeta. That's like three bricks of Velveeta cheese. But it works. I don't care. Cheese works sometimes, right? So anyway, finally the elevator recovers, the doors open, and she just takes off running because I don't know why. It's like she can't believe what she did. It was kind of crazy. They opened it up. There's a bunch of people standing outside the elevator. And like, you don't even know what to do in that situation, right? And she walks away. She's thinking, oh, Christmas magic will bring us back together. And it does. But when it brings them back together, he is her boss's boyfriend. Yikes. So, and then he doesn't recognize her because, you know, he's not supposed to recognize her. It's in the script. Okay. But she was recognizable. But yeah, he's not supposed to. Anyway, so twist of fate throws them together. But then something else happens, and then they end up getting to know one another, like on this real level, like the slow burn of friendship to something more. Except, of course, she's not taken, but he is. So they're both like weighing that other relationship. That's his girlfriend and that's her boss. Like if she ticks off her boss, she's gonna get fired, right? And so all of that stuff kind of happens. Anyway, I love this movie. Love it. To me, it was fresh. It was funny. It was definitely kind of a different take on a familiar story. And then there's a song in this movie. I love the Christmas song in this movie. It's one of those that, I don't know about you, but like for me, there's certain movies that have songs that even though it's not like a contemporary song that you would hear on the radio or whatever, it kind of plays over and over in your head. And every time you watch the movie, you kind of know the words to the song when you shouldn't. Okay, maybe that's just me, but but if that's you too and you kind of can relate to that, then this is one of those movies that has one of those songs, okay? So definitely a must watch every year, every single year without fail, A Christmas Kiss, number 5, okay? In my number 4 slot, 4 Christmases and a Wedding, Lifetime movie. I love this movie, okay? This is on my DVR right now, okay? It stars Ariel Kebble, who we all know her from, like, Hallmark movies. She does, she did a Bridal Wave, and I think it was, the name of it was A Bride for Christmas, A Christmas Bride, A Bride for Christmas, something like that. But anyway, love Ariel Kebble. And then Corey Sevier, right? He did the Northern Lights of Christmas with Ashley Williams, which I love. He's so adorable. And he's done another movie with, on Lifetime last year too. Definitely a good movie. It's just not one of those I would put on my top 10 list for this, but you will hear about that later. But anyway, I love him. He's so adorable. And then like, I don't even like beards, but he is so cute with the beard. Although he's not bearded in this movie, he's actually bearded in The Northern Lights of Christmas. But when I saw him on this one, I was like, oh, he's not, you know, he's okay. And then I saw him on that one, and I was like, hubba, hubba. He looks great with that beard. So I hope he keeps it. Anyway, This movie is kind of another Four Weddings and a Funeral kind of story. But it's like almost literally like borrowing from that, right? Where it's like, you know, can you ever turn bad timing into good timing, right? It's like all this bad timing over the course of 4 years, it's bad timing for these two characters to get together. And so they meet at this fair and they fall for one another. But then he tells her he's got to go to like Timbuktu somewhere. I don't know. It was like 3,000 or 4,000 miles away, and that he may come home for Christmas, but probably not, you know. So even though they fall for one another, it's like they can't be together because he's going to be halfway across the world, right? So every year she does this Christmas fair, and every year he comes back into town, he comes to this Christmas fair, and that's kind of where they see one another, and they have these interactions over the course of several years, right? And so I love this movie. Like I said, I'm not going to get into a lot of detail because it is very Four Weddings and a Funeral kind of movie, but it was a very fresh telling of this movie, of that story, right? I fell in love with it. It's very funny. It's very Christmassy. It's got all the right scenes. It's got a dog. Love the dog. It's so cute. Named Dasher. Dog named Dasher. I mean, tell me how you're going to pass up this movie. Okay. Now, the best thing about this movie, I have to tell you, this is one of the, Lifetime does this. I have not seen another network do this. Director's cut. There is a director's cut. So there's a place where the movie ends, and then the director's cut, there's like extra movie. I don't know. I'm going to say there's like 5 minutes of extra movie where you actually see where the movie goes beyond the end of the movie. I love the director's cuts for a Lifetime. If you ever see on the television listing that Lifetime movie has a director's cut, record it, because they don't even play them all the time. Like they play them once or twice and then you won't see them again. But they always have that extra piece to the movie that makes you totally swoon. This one, I have the director's cut on my DVR. Love it, love it, love it. But even if you only see the regular end of the movie, which I think it's now on Amazon Prime, like you could rent it or buy it from Amazon Prime right now. But you need this in your life. You will love this movie. And this is definitely going to be a favorite over your holiday. Four Christmases and a Wedding, Lifetime, Ariel Keble, and Corey Sevier. Okay? All right. Number three, Snowed in Christmas, another Lifetime movie. Bethany Lenz, who, I mean, if you don't know who she is and you watch TV Christmas movies, then you don't watch enough Christmas movies. And Andrew Walker, king of, you know, TV rom-com, but definitely the Christmas movie king, right? There's two travel writers, right? And they're basically competing for the same job slot. And basically, the boss sends them on this mission to write this Christmas story. To go to Aspen, and they have to write these competing stories, and then whoever writes the best story gets to keep their job prize, right? So, but anyway, what happens? They get on this flight, and the, you know, snow stops the flight, so it has to make an emergency landing, and then they get stuck in Indiana, in Santa Claus, Indiana, at this old inn during this huge snowstorm, hence the title Snowed in Christmas, except the inn is INN, which is the old inn that they're staying at. Okay. Anyway, this is definitely an enemies to lover, stuck together, stranded, and we don't know what's going to happen between these two characters now that they're in this Christmassy town, in this Christmassy, in the most Christmassy inn they could stay at. Can't say enough good things about this movie. For me, this is definitely one of those 5 out of 5 stars, 6 out of 5 stars. This has a director's cut with the 5 extra minutes of, oh, you have to watch. That's the best part. For me, the best part of this is the director's cut. So if you don't, see it, write, you wanna write Lifetime and say, please show me your director's cuts. When you show these movies, show the director's cuts. You will love these, okay? I have the director's cut on my DVR. I don't know if I said that, but I said it again, and yes, I'm bragging, okay? All right, so then, number three is Snowden Christmas, Lifetime, Bethany Lenz, Andrew Walker. Number two, Lifetime did it again. I'm sorry, Lifetime got it going on when it comes to Christmas movies. I know, I'm a Hallmark addict. Seriously, I know all the Hallmark, but you better watch Lifetime. They got the stuff. Okay, so my number two movie is Christmas Around the Corner. And this one stars Alexandra Breckenridge. You probably know her from, a lot of people probably know her from This Is Us. Other people probably know her from Love in Store. Okay, I loved that movie. And then this Jamie Spilchuk guy. Okay, so I've never seen him like actually star in anything, but he was really cute and I loved his accent. I could tell he's probably Canadian or something. Anyway, so definitely the kind of enemies to lovers story, kind of a slow burn romance. Basically, so here's why I connected to this movie. This was a special one, and it probably connects for reasons a little deeper than the other ones. So this main character, Alexandra's character, right? She feels really lost. Things aren't going well in her career. Her mother passes away, and she really misses her mom, right? She's longing for like this connection to her mom. I can relate. I lost my mom in 2012. And every Christmas is like that for me. I always kind of long to connect with her, which is why I decorate. My mom was Christmas crazy. So we always had Christmas decorations and trees. And I don't care how broke we were, we always had presents and stuff. So, of course, now she's gone, I feel a longing to connect with that. And that's just the way it is with this story. So that's one of the reasons why I probably love this movie so, so much. But anyway, so she's, you know, in this just icky, dark place, and she remembers that her mother went to this bookstore somewhere in New England where she kind of found herself at that bookstore. And so Alexandra's character's like, I'm going to go to that bookstore and find myself, just like my mom did. But the interesting thing is, you can rent a room above it and then run the bookstore. Okay, which is definitely a different take. And then she's got all this business experience and stuff. So when she gets there and sees the bookstore in disrepair, of course, she's like a hard worker, workaholic. I can relate to that. And so she decides to dig in and bring this bookstore back to life. And in doing so, she kind of brings herself back to life. The town's down. She helps bring the town back to life. Very, very, I love this movie, okay? Very Christmassy. I loved it because it was very unique. Slow burn love story. Lots of diversity in the movie. It was full of tradition. That's what I really loved about it. You know, how the town like celebrates all these traditions that kind of went to the wayside and that she helps bring it back. So I would just say, rent or buy this movie if it comes on TV and you catch it, DVD it, but I think you can rent it right now on Amazon Prime. It's awesome, okay? Definitely one to watch over and over again. Very feel-good movie at the end. The ending is great. Like I said, if you are like me and you've like lost a parent or somebody special to you, this is definitely one of those movies I think you're going to connect to on a deeper emotional level, because she played that part. She seriously played that part well. Okay. Now, I'm going to bring it back up to fun. My number one slot. Da-da-da-da. It's called Season's Greetings on Up TV. It stars Laura Bell Bundy. You may know her from The Christmas Calendar. That's another Up TV movie. Like, I've not seen her on anything Hallmark or... Oh, I think she was actually in one movie on Lifetime. Something about Santa. She was like a Santa's daughter or something. But anyway, So Laura Bell Bundy, then Casey Manderson. Okay, so we know Casey from like a bunch of movies. He's like always the best friend. He was in The Mistletoe Inn with Alicia Witt, right? He was perfectly annoying in that. He was in Love Take Two and just like a bunch of other. He's always the best friend, but he actually got to star in this one. So that's one of the reasons I like this. It was great to see him, not as a best friend and not as a bad guy. He was a good guy in this movie. He played this movie perfectly. Okay. And then another guy who I really love that's in this movie is Viv Lee Cock. I don't know if you guys watch Haley Dean Mysteries, right? But he's Fincher. He plays with Kelly Martin. And he's Fincher, the private investigator who loves the food trucks. I love him. He is hilarious. Almost from the beginning of this movie, he is super hilarious. And I think if you've seen him in his other parts, you could see that he has a really great sense of humor and funny and can pull comedy off. So honestly, if I could pick someone to play in a movie for one of my books, it would be him. Because he's going to be funny and he is going to nail it. And that's exactly what he does in this movie. I mean, he's like one of the best parts of this movie. But anyway, Season's Greetings is definitely about this greeting card company, which, you know, it's kind of funny if you think about Hallmark, but it's not a Hallmark channel. But anyway, it's about this greeting card company and this relationship that develops between the owner of the company and the writer, right? And the main writer, but she's like the main writer, right? I don't want to give too much away about the plot, except to say this, it's a unique plot, right? It's very unique. It's not something overdone. It's not trite. You're never going to feel like you've seen this movie before. It is laugh out loud funny throughout. Like Christmas on the Coast, you get one really big laugh in the beginning. And there's probably other little chuckles, but one really big laugh, right? This one, you're going to laugh throughout the whole thing. The whole cast is really funny and really diverse. Like, it's like one of the most diverse Christmas movies I've actually seen. That's not like, you know, that doesn't have like the main characters that are African American or whatever. So, Asian, there's even an Asian movie now out. Their TV stations are making strides. I hope this year is better than all of them. But anyway, so but that's kind of one of the things I really love about Up TV movies. Like, they have no problem with humor and diversity. Like, and they really, really, really go there with the humor. I know Hallmark's, they don't really like them to be that like bust your gut like funny movies, but Up TV, you're gonna find those funny movies on that channel. And so it's got a lot of layers. It's got this slow burn, friends to enemies to friends relationship that develops between the characters, which is just perfect. It's got this friends and family stuff. And surprisingly, it's really not about the cards, right? It's set in a greeting card company, but it's really not about the cards. It's really more about the culture of the office in this Christmas and the friendships that develop between the people and the culture of the industry and the things that they do in the office. You know, it's kind of like how The Office was more about the culture than it is about work, right? So that's kind of what this movie is. So it's really good. It's got chocolate candy. It's got a dog. Santa Paws. He's adorable. I don't know if you guys probably know I have a dog. I have a Mastiff. So I have a thing for Christmas dogs. So Santa Paws is in this movie. It's also got several cats. One with very questionable motives, I will say. You gotta watch for the cats. And again, if you see this one, it's one you gotta watch. Another thing I will say, I will end my list with this, is that one thing I shared a Christmas list on, just kind of out of the blue, shared a Christmas list on Twitter for this. And I listed Season's Greeting as my number one movie. why did the screenwriter actually tweet me back saying thank you and being all excited because I had her movie listed as number one on my list? I couldn't believe it. The screenwriter actually wrote to me. So while that may not have been the reason that it made number one, because it was already number one, that may be a reason that it has remained number one, because it has been out since like 2016, 2017, something like that. Anyway, so that may be, I can't say with 100% certainty that that's not the reason that it hasn't stayed at number one. So I guess the lesson learned we learned here is that if there's any screenwriters listening to my podcast, if you want your movie on my list at number one, you better tweet me. Just kidding. Anyway, okay, kidding, but not. Okay, so anyway, so that is it. That's my number one movie season's greeting, Up TV, must watch. Okay, so that is it for my list. Next time, tune in. So I've got a couple shows planned. I'm not sure which one I'm going to play first, but one show is about like TV movies, Christmas movies with unique premises, right? And then the other one is my top Christmas movies pet peeves. Okay. I know we've all got them. So I have a list of pet peeves that every time I see them, I'm like, you know, I'm a Christmas movie lover. I could sit and talk for an hour about Christmas movies. So, you know, I love them, but I do have my pet peeves, and the list is kind of funny. So I really hope that you will tune in to listen to that. Definitely coming up soon. It might be next or it might be the one after. We'll see. But anyway, that is all I've got for now. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I have to give a special thank you to my show editor and my music producer, Will B. He's created all the custom music for my show. He's on IG at mancavemusic25. If you have, you know, if you need some original music, he's your guy. Until next time, remember, at Chicks on Christmas Flicks, we can never have too many Christmas movies. We can only have not enough Christmas movies. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your Christmas movie loving friends about this podcast. Thanks and see you next time.